Fighting in Air presents Finish Line Radio. Finish Line Radio on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Your home for NASCAR in the Valley.
It's Jamie Kyle, Scott Webb, and Jason Hildebrand.
Welcome to the fastest hour in radio, live from the Dwayne Williams Memorial Studios. It's Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air. Whether you're listening to us on the FM dial or the ESPN 101.3 app, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And, also, you can listen to us on Apple and Spotify.
There you go, baby.
Those two things that we don't talk about often. But on today's show, we'll break down this last week's race at Sonoma, and the curse has been broken. The Red Sox and Cubs called SVG and explained the Jamie Kyle curse, and SVG was able to break through and get back in the win column.
I'm just glad you got something positive to talk about today.
I know. We head to, because I don't know if Chicagoland will be, but we're heading there anyway after a long hiatus this weekend. We'll get you ready. Dale's Not Dead wins the trip to see Dale Earnhardt Jr. That should be interesting. We'll get to fantasy standings.
He's not going to ask that question, is he?
I think we need to probably lay some ground rules before we get him there.
But don't embarrass us.
Chase standings plus much, much more on today's Finish Line Radio presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. I'm your host, Jamie Kyle. To my radio right is none other than nobody.
Crickets.
As he is
crickets in that chair.
All gone again. Again, we have the wrong, and have for 13 years, the wrong agent. Spinning the tunes, spinning opinions, keeping us on the air. He sits across the table. That's
patiently waiting for you to get here.
I know. Well, I made it.
You did make it. I'm proud of you.
And I made it with about 3 or 4 minutes to spare. So,
well, that's...
But, I mean, here, listen, it shows you what the consummate professional I am, that I can walk in, not even look at the show schedule that I created this morning.
I mean, that you wrote, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, not even have headphones on, hear the music, go ahead and grab my headphones, put some chapstick on my lips, get the headphones on, pull the microphone up, you point at me, and it's go time.
It's go time.
Yeah, so... Hey, some of us have our talents, and some of us need prescription drugs, and because we go to the doctor, and especially some of these drivers after the race weekend they had. Luckily for them and us, Mouse Creek Pharmacy has grown so much they need another location. That's right. The same great hometown service can now be found at their newest location, Georgetown Pharmacy, you guessed it, off Georgetown Road in Georgetown, Tennessee. Get away from that big box store and go visit Mouse Creek or Georgetown Pharmacy today. All right, let's jump into the heater dud meter. I went with a solid 4, wanted to go 5, but it was Sonoma.
I'm probably not too far off of that. I'd give it 3.5 because I thought the last 15, 20 laps of the race
slightly interesting.
Was at least interesting. You know, Briscoe put up a real fight there at the end. But it was, you know, kind of disappointing for a Sonoma race. It just, you know, it's pretty status quo.
Well, I guess when you have somebody as good as SVG on road courses, or at least these road courses, you know, everybody else is kind of going for second place. I do think, and we'll get to Briscoe here in a minute, but I do think if Briscoe wouldn't have slipped up with about 5 to go and then had to recover,
he had the better car at the end, for sure.
Yeah, so, all right, so I'm going with a 4. You're going with somewhere around there, and I tell you what, if you're going to go vote this August in Cleveland and Bradley County, you want to make sure you vote for Mark Gravel. He's running for city school board, and so Mark always, just like Milan did, reminds you, don't be a dud. Make sure you go vote in the general election this August. And when you do, click Mark Gravel as district City of Cleveland school board nominee, and he's the only Republican. So for those of you who care about that, he would be the only one out there in August. All right, so Tyler Reddick, ever since, you know, I'm glad I wrote this down because I want to talk negative about the guy, and because him and I have a checkered past.
You guys do have a history.
We have a checkered past, and he's gone.
Not checkered flag past either.
No, he's gone downhill with a last place finish. Denny is now past him. I thought that with San Diego and with Sonoma that he would. Reddick would be able to hold on to
right,
it because
traditionally
that seems like,
he's been pretty good on road courses.
And that's traditionally, Denny's been pretty bad on road courses, right? I mean, in those particular, we don't know about San Diego because it's new, but with Sonoma, I think his average finish is like 16th or something like that. So I didn't expect for that to happen, but I think quite the opposite happened with both. Reddick didn't have two good runs, and Denny had two pretty good runs. would have had a better run, I think, on Sunday had he not got taken out by Hosovar. And depends on what you watch. Depends on how, if Hosovar did it or if Brad Kay took him out.
The 77 is in the vicinity. It's going to be his fault, whether it's his fault or not. I'm not saying this one wasn't his fault. I think he was helping Keselowski along. But if he's in the vicinity, his name's going to be brought up for sure.
And, I mean, we're sitting here talking about, ever since really Denny started that little rivalry thing with Reddick, it seems like it's when it kind of went downhill. And you know, with Bubba kind of the same, it seems like their cars now, of course, you know, an anomaly. You have the 35 car out of that stable win at San Diego. But, you know, out of that stable now, they hadn't been that productive. We'll see if that changes getting back to the mile and a half.
Well, my thought, Jamie, is that, you know, as hot as they were, I was just going to double check here. I think he has five wins. I mean, Hamlin's got four now. So, you know, you just wonder if you can stay that hot over the course of a 36 race season. And it just may be that they've been, and here's the thing, is the car has been very competitive. Right. They've had chances to have much better finishes. I mean, top five racing for win type finishes. They've just, luck has just not kind of went their way. So I think this is probably more of a rough patch. On the Bubba front, you know, we've seen him kind of struggle for a while. Then he's been slowly kind of rebounding and starting to look a little more racy out there. So
rebounding on road courses, which he's not very good at.
Which very surprising. So I'm not ready to push the panic button yet. And, you know, he did lose a massive lead. So it's definitely something worthwhile to talk about. I mean, he had a 160, 170 point lead. Now he's in second place. And those points are going to matter, you know, come the start of the chase. But, you know, I don't think I'm ready to write them off as an organization that can and a car that can win the championship. I just think they've got to work through some things, and they've got, you know, and sometimes it just means you just got to get a little better luck on the racetrack.
Yeah, I started to say stick around for news in the world of NASCAR, as I've got some stats there that might include Bubba Wallace, but I see you printed this pretty early today, so.
Well, here's the thing, and just a little behind the curtain for our Patreon exclusive audience. You know, when you send the link to me, if I don't have anything going on, I go ahead and take care of business right then. I'm not waiting. I'm not getting notifications when you're doing updates. I didn't make it, you know, hey, I made a change to the show schedule. You may want to take a look at it. None of that happened. So you can,
there's a lot.
You can pull it up on your phone and you can just read it then.
Wow. All right. Well, that's good. All right. So it'll be interesting to see when we talk about Bubba, we talk about that organization, this stat that I give you. Stick around for the news in the world of NASCAR. All right. Alex Bowman with a top 10 finish. Rumblings. There's rumblings, Scott. Crank up the rumor mill. Have we got a noise to crank it up?
Need one.
SVG heading to the 48 after this year. What benefit, other than road courses, and maybe
you look at the amount of wins he's had, and I don't care what kind of track it's on. This is what, a eighth or ninth win in the last 3 years. Now, granted, I get it; they're all on road courses. But if you can add somebody that can go out there and win a bunch of races to an organization that you know is going to have good equipment, and you've got a driver that has really, what, in the last 18 months has really not showed up much at all. I think it's there can be merit to it. Maybe you're not getting what you thought you were getting out of Bowman anymore, and it's at least,
well, that's kind of obvious, isn't it?
The rumblings make sense because, yeah, you know, if you can get a guy that has a chance that, you know, going into the season, there's four or five races he's going to be heavily favored in.
Yeah.
And you can add that to your mix. You know, you got to think about driver points, owner points, all that sort of stuff, you know, impacts an organization. And if you can, you're not getting anything out of that car right now. So it makes a lot of sense to me. It's, you know, can they find the money in his current situation to keep him around? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, because it seems like Ally was stuck with Jimmy Johnson, kind of a similar individual in Alex Bowman that they've stuck with as well, and shockingly have stayed with them. So,
yeah, and we've just not seen enough consistency since Bowman's taken over. There's been flashes in the pan where he's had good runs and good stretches of runs,
yeah,
but it's just not been the consistent you know, you look at the other three guys in the organization.
Well, Byron's Larson's got a couple championships,
but he's not setting the world on fire. But the guy is
consistent,
and he's had a bunch of wins, and has looked the part. Chase Elliott's got a couple championships. I mean, there's one kind of outlier in that organization right now. And if you could flip them and you can turn that into a guy, maybe he's not really going to be championship competitive. Yeah. But you know there's going to be weeks where he is absolutely going to be the favorite, and multiple weeks.
And I think you say that every year with Bowman. And last year is probably – and I think he got hurt last year maybe.
I think you could have just – you could have taken our hot take, whatever, yeah, our rant, whatever you want to call it, for the last 6, 7, 8 years of this show,
yeah,
and just replay it every year, because you'll have a streak, a 6-week streak where they look, man, they're racy, they're fast, they're up front, and then it just something happens and it just all kind of just goes away, and that's just been the story. That's what they've been consistent at being, inconsistent.
Wow, you just threw the consistent at being inconsistent out. That was good.
I mean.
All right, so Christopher Bell with a broken hand got out of the car last week, and you kind of understand why. Driving at San Diego is a little more difficult than driving at Sonoma. Still, my man gets a top 10 finish with a broken hand, I guess. Still, Christopher Bell is one that's kind of like, and you'll disagree, but I think Christopher Bell is one that's like a Alex Bowman, but a little better.
And when I know that he's a little better, I'd say he's a lot better.
Well, when I say that, though, is what results has he shown? If you look back last year, there wasn't a lot of wins.
Well, I mean, he has appeared in the Final Four a couple times, too. So
over the years, but I mean,
right.
Bowman's had his years, too. I think it's
I don't know that Bowman's ever been in the Final Four, though,
no, running but for in a the championship. Playoffs.
He's been in the playoffs, but back, you know, there's 16, 18, there's what? 20 guys and 16 of them make the playoffs?
All I'll say is this. He's in a Toyota, and Toyotas are pretty dominant these days. So you would think he would have got more out of, as far as, you know, wins and stuff like that, this year, with it being the Chevys and the Fords trying to catch up.
Yeah, I mean, him sitting in 10th place in the points, that's a little surprising. But, you know, they still have, if you talk about the handful of drivers that are actually championship worthy, I think his name would come up before a lot of other names on the list. If you keep scrolling down that list, you know, we would like to see more out of the 20 car, but I still think there's a chance that they can get it all worked out, because they are all the Toyotas are fast.
Right.
And if they can kind of work on building and staying in that top 5 to 7 and keep stacking those and giving themselves, they've had a couple opportunities to win some races, but they've got to be a little more consistent giving it. But you know, right now you had Reddick dominating the first part of the season and Hamlin's taking over dominating really this second quarter of the season. It's been kind of hard to wedge anybody else in when they've run, what, 18 races and 9 wins comes from those two guys? So right. It's hard to start saying, oh, he's got to start winning some races. They just need to put themselves in position a little more frequently than what they've been doing. I think that's been the difference this year, is it just doesn't feel like they've been up near the front with a chance to win as much as they've been in the past. Not that they can't do it. Not that they can't find more speed. Not that they can't execute a little better. But they've got to find and we use the word consistent a lot on this, but they've got to be consistently in the mix a little more frequently for me.
Yeah, because you would think with the dominance, like I said, I think it's, what, 9 wins? Is that what you said?
Yep.
10 wins that Toyota's had this year.
Well, I'm just talking about 9 wins between Reddick and Hamlin.
Right. But, I mean, you just have that opportunity to – well, and then you 11 wins because you've got the guy who won at San Diego. So he was in a Toyota too. So that to me is, you have an opportunity and you're in the premier organization for Toyota. You should have had the opportunity take advantage of it.
You know, he had a good – there was a good stretch at the beginning of last year with him, and it looked like he was going to really –
he could never finish a race. That's what we always talked about.
But that's the – they just don't have – they just are not putting themselves in position enough.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. Now, he's got it battling through an injury. Should be a little easier to drive the race car this week than it is doing what he had to do last week. Should be a couple weeks on down the road from being hurt. He can make a move and make a run, but it's got to start sooner rather than later.
All right, let's get to Briscoe. Briscoe had the opportunity at the end, actually run him down. You said the better car. I think he did too. I almost feel like that he kind of over-pushed a little bit trying to get to SVG at the end. I think maybe four laps to go going into turn 11, turn 10, whichever one that last one is. He spun the tires a little bit and lost a little time, but made it up quick, and you thought he would have an opportunity. Anybody else, Scott, they probably go in that corner, the last corner, and they put it into SVG's back, and they try to spin him out. He got really close, but
just couldn't quite get to him. Yeah. I think that's the only reason why there wasn't a little bump and run action going on there. But yeah, real impressed with the run Briscoe had. Usually, you know, if you're watching a race, a road course, and SVG has a 2 second lead and there's 10 laps to go,
it's over.
Pencil this in. Yeah. You might as well start seeing what's happening on Twitter or whatever, because this race is over. But he did have the better car the last 8 to 10 laps, and you could see SVG kind of struggling. Now, some of that may be in him just managing his tires and making sure that they had some rubber left if they needed to really hold him off. And then Briscoe makes that gamble and tries to get him there with about four laps to go, and that ended up being the difference. There wasn't enough time.
You would have thought, though, that if he was holding back, once that Briscoe car got a little bigger in his mirror towards the end, he would have used
what he
had. But I
think that's part of the experience of SVG is he realizes, yes, he is getting closer and bigger in the mirror, but I still have enough. I'm holding enough back that if it gets real racy, I have enough left in the car to kind of hold on and win. And, you know, you tip your hat to SVG, another solid performance on a road course when he struggled. I mean, they qualified, what, sixth or something like that?
And practice and qualifying wasn't good for many people.
For many people. And he admitted, you know, they had some ways to go to get their car ready, but when they drop the green flag and it's on a road course, he's going to find his way to the front. 90% of the time, it feels like it's going to be going to the front and winning. Couldn't get it done at San Diego, but got it done this week.
Could have had it done in San Diego had he not got caught up in the wreck. I think that might have been the thing. So let's get to the shock finisher of the week.
Shock finisher of the week, brought to you by Caldwell Paving and Grading.
Locally owned for two generations, Caldwell Paving and Grading paves driveways, roads, and with their own asphalt plant, they can pave interstates too. Give them a call, 423-336-3841. You'll be shocked how good they are. I'm going with Tyler Reddick. I would also go, if we weren't just giving it to a driver, I would go with Sonoma. I'm shocked it wasn't a better race.
Yeah, my shock finisher of the week is going to be Briscoe. And we're going to do a positive spin on the shock finisher of the week this week. You know, guy sitting 11th in points. Had some good moments during the season and some opportunities, but he drove as hard as – he was as competitive as I've seen anybody on a road course going up against SVG in 3 years. And he was able to go, right in his tire tracks and almost ran him down. It would have been – that would have been the biggest shock of the year so far if he'd have found a way to pull that off. But I'll go with Briscoe.
Seems like that Bell and Briscoe are kind of the 24 and the 48 of Hendrick Motorsports.
I can see where you're coming from with that, for sure.
Because it looks like Gibbs is putting together a pretty good season. Hadn't heard much from him late, but I completely forgot who the 24's name was, and it's William Byron. That's because we hadn't talked about him most of the year.
No, it's been quiet.
Yeah, all right.
Especially he's 12th in points, so it's not like he's been awful, but he's not had that start to the year. I mean, and we're almost halfway through the year now. So actually 18 is halfway. It's 36 races. So they haven't had that stretch. They usually have that red hot stretch at some point, and we've not seen it yet, which could be good news for going forward. You'd rather make the playoffs and then get hot than have a hot start like Reddick had and then start to fade away. But that whole organization will be an interesting organization to watch moving forward.
All right, SVG's Victory Lane interview was brought to you by Lakeview Community Church. Lakeview Community Church is pastored by Eric and Lakin Golden. They meet Sundays at 10:30, Sunday night small groups at 6 p.m., and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You can go there tonight. For more information, go to lakeviewcommunity.church.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it was pretty amazing day, really, to improve it as much as they did. I thought we were a lost cause. Yeah, the guys did a great job making setup changes, and as soon as the race started, I still felt average, but I saw other people had similar issues or worse, and then that gave me confidence. And yeah, Stephen made great calls all day, and that group did an amazing job with the strategy and where I'd come out, and then even that last stop coming out in front and being able to manage my tires and manage that gap, it was really cool. A lot of pressure at the end. Chase was really fast, and I kind of thought I was good mid-stint when I was going easy and leaving, managing to gap him, and then the last 10 laps, I was really in a world of hurt. So, yeah, it got pretty tense at the end.
Yeah, it did for sure, which made it somewhat entertaining. Otherwise,
Snoozer. Yeah, it would have been a snoozer.
Not entertaining race. All right, WebOp Digital Marketing. Listen, it's one of those things where I just shared this on Facebook, and it's a brilliant post that Scott and I could not do. And they made it look really nice talking about how you should be listening to our show right now. They can do the same for your business. Make sure you reach out to webive.com for more information. Anything, breaking news, anything you want from your business, they can do it on any of the socials. Webive.com is the place to go. All right, news in the world of NASCAR. I've got some information. It's not on the show sheet, but we'll talk about it right after this.
Buckle up and hang on. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. Pull those straps tight. It's time for more Finish Line Radio on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Welcome back to Finish Line Radio, cooled by Dale's Heating and Air. Jamie Kyle, Scott Webb in the Dwayne Williams Memorial Studios. Hildebrand
or Heater. MIA, we got him on a milk carton.
Yeah, trying to figure out where he's at. I mean, it's just sometimes that work gets in the way. He said he's going to Athens, Georgia. I thought he was an Alabama fan. Not really sure. A lot of confusion going on with
Heater. Real confused.
Yeah, as far as where he is so or why he's there. All right, news in the world of NASCAR. It's brought to you by Bradley Veterinarian Hospital. BVH is a locally owned veterinarian hospital that will see animals from as small as your new puppy to livestock on your farm. With over 50 years of service and 5 highly trained veterinarians that live in the town they work in, this could be your last stop for all your veterinarian needs. I've trusted them with my dogs for over 40 years. You can too. Give them a call, 423-479-2051, or visit their website at bradleyvet.com to make your appointment today. I was just there the other day with, my dog's name is Espen, E-S-P-N, right? He's got, now that I talk about it, I'll forget it. Anyway, the disease that John F. Kennedy had. He had a disease. It was, he's got this, it has to do with the adrenal glands and stuff like that. So I have to go take him to get a shot every time or every month. And so I get to see the fine folks out at Bradley Vet. That was a great segue.
I don't even proud know of you.
What I'm going in. Addison's disease. That's what he has. So in a dog. I mean,
you never know.
I told my wife it's because he was kind of she thought he was something and he wasn't. So she paid kind of very little for him so that the health benefit didn't come along with it. But he's a good dog. All right, drivers with the most DNFs in the Cup Series since 2022. I thought this was interesting, especially with the top one with Noah Gragson. Out of 129 races, he has not finished 28th. And he's rumored to be going to Richard Childress Racing at the end of this season. And he's got sponsorship money. He's probably in had a better chance probably with Stuart Haas, wasn't able to capitalize there.
Well, he had a better chance 3 years ago when that was an actual organization.
Correct.
Not the shadow of what it once was.
But you would think still it comes down to a lot of these guys can keep it on the racetrack. Not all of that 28
got to do with where you're running.
It's true. Yeah, get back there in the hornet's nest. Speaking of where you're running, with 27 DNFs in 162 races, which was more than Gregson, Austin Dillon has 27 finishes.
That's not surprising.
With 26 out of 161 races, one Bubba Wallace that we were talking about.
Especially early in his career.
Well, I think anytime you go to, you might as well just say at least one a year on a super speedway, or maybe even two, because you go there four times. So, I mean, and that's with anybody, but then it's making sure that you don't have that happen going forward with anybody else. So, and used to, Scott, back in the day, in the early 80s, and maybe even to the 90s, you know, a lot of the DNFs were caused by blown motors and things like
right.
that. Now it's mostly wrecks.
Right.
If
it's being in the wrong place at the wrong time, or trying to do something, as you say quite a bit, when you run out of talent, you run out of talent.
That's exactly right. Per Ryan Newman, he said that. All right, with 26 DNFs out of 162 races.
Is that like
races,
an Office reference?
Yeah, I think
is
so.
Is that like Jamie Scott /
Newman?
Ryan Newman?
Yeah.
I was just wondering. I just want to make sure we're getting the proper quotation correct.
Yeah, I mean he did, but he told me I could use it. You know,
sure.
Being in NASCAR media, Ricky Stenhouse there, 162, 26 DNFs with 24.
The least surprising name on the list.
Well, this guy, hot in the Xfinity Series, gets up in the Cup Series with an opportunity. Out of 100 races, 24 DNFs, won Josh Berry, who is now out of a job, I guess, at the end of this
year.
Well,
that makes a ton of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's not hard to connect those dots.
The only thing different, though, between in Gragson, probably with four more DNFs and only 29 more races, probably percentage-wise, makes Gragson the worst out of all that.
Right, but, and you would think that, you know, some of these guys we're talking about, you know, like for Wallace, for instance, you wouldn't consider him a young driver anymore, but a lot of that probably happened earlier in his career, especially starting in a new organization where...
Yeah, but you think 2022, when did... I mean, he wasn't at Richard Petty Motorsports at that point in time, I don't think.
I can't remember. That's too long ago. But, I mean, a lot of those guys are guys that... Not all of them, for sure. Bubba Wallace, that organization, the way they've run this year, that car has been better than most cars most weeks. But a lot of those other guys, those are names you kind of expect because, A, where are those drivers good at? Well, they're good on super speedways. Well, that means you got to be in the hornet's nest, being up front where somebody makes a mistake. You could have nothing to do with you,
right?
And you get collected. So those make a lot of sense. It just seems like that's a lot. That's a big number. When you start talking about 15 to 20% of your starts, you're DNFing. You can't.
Well, if you think just in four years, 2022, you've wrecked and took yourself out 28 times.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And that's why these guys are, a lot of these guys we're talking about. Now, some of the names on the list are not going anywhere. But it's why a lot of the names on that list are names that may be rumored to be in the final year or moving out. Or,
except Ricky Stenhouse, who gets a contract extension.
But, I mean, that's a single-car team that they've just kind of put everything in. They know their only chance to win is going to be at Super Speedway. So they want him to be in the mix. And he likes being in the mix. And he can drive in the mix. Yeah. He's been very competitive and very good on Super Speedways. But that's not a team that's going to be – they're going to be riding around in the 20s most weeks. So – that's kind of where all this action happens is in that 15 to 25 to 28 range, where if that's kind of where you're running, that's where a lot of times you can just get caught up in stuff that has nothing to do with you. And those are all things that you kind of have to live with as you're progressing, living the life that those guys are living, not necessarily racing for championships.
I'd like to see a little more updated version of that, maybe the last 2 years, to see if that still kind of remained the same.
We got a crack research staff, don't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, when he's...
We can get him on the work.
Might be able to do that. So, all right, let's jump into your NASCAR Cup point standings. Those are brought to you by Bree Maia with Krylak Realtors. Whether you're selling your home or buying your dream home, you need a realtor you can trust. Bree has sold my dad's house for me. She's helped me buy an investment home. I trust her. You should too. Give her a call, 1-269-598-6243. Today, Scott Webb, why don't you take it away?
Thanks, Jamie. It's now time for your NASCAR Cup Series point standings after the running of the Toyota SafeMart 350 at Sonoma Raceway. Denny Hamlin,
new leader.
Your favorite driver's favorite driver now has a 1-point lead over Tyler Reddick, who has led start to finish this year until now. Ryan Blaney, Ty Gibbs, Kyle Larson, your top five. Chase Elliott, Chris Buescher, Carson Hocevar, Daniel Suarez, and Christopher Bell. The top 10, Chase Briscoe, William Byron, Bubba Wallace, Shane Van Gisbergen, Ryan Preece, and Austin Cindric. Just listen to these names for just a second, Jamie, of the guys that are outside of the playoffs right now. Eric Jones, not a huge surprise there. Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, Ross Chastain.
Two surprises. You would think Alex Bowman, 22 and the one would be there. Maybe 48.
Those are some guys that are just surprising. That is your.
And if you could say Chase instead of playoffs, that'd be great.
I don't care. Still the playoffs. It's just a different format of the playoffs. That is your NASCAR Cup Series standings.
Brought to you by Bree Maya. It's always fun. They do this to me all the time. They interrupt me in the middle of a saying. I get him in the middle of a saying. It's kind of fun. All right, Bree Maya can take care of all your real estate needs. Give her a call, 1-269-598-6243. She's like Scott. She's from Michigan, but she's a transplant, and she's pretty smart when it comes to real estate. So make sure you give her a shout to help you sell or buy your dream home. All right, it's time to move on to the next race. That is for the first time in a long time, Chicagoland Speedway. We'll talk about it right after this.
We got you covered. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. The green flag is out. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Welcome back to Finish Line Radio, cooled by Dale's Heating and Air, Jamie Kyle, Scott Williams in the Dwayne Williams Memorial, Scott Webb in the Dwayne Williams Memorial Studios. That's my first mistake for today.
That was a big one, though.
That it was. So, we're here. We're talking NASCAR, and we're moving to Chicagoland. Not Chicago streets of Chicago, but Chicagoland Raceway that was once considered one of the worst races. So bad that it was taken off the schedule. And I guess when you throw that, this is the thought that hit me over the weekend. When you throw the car that we're in now that seems to run pretty well on mile and a halfs, you kind of ditch the Chicago street course and throw it back to a mile and a half to see if it's going to be entertaining. Again, I want to go with, let's just keep throwing noodles up against the wall till we figure out one's going to stick.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with them. There's been decent, at least some decent finishes. Twitter had some great, like a Kyle Busch win, some really good finishes there at Chicagoland. It's it's kind of a single groove and a half track, mile and a half, but. Like you said, and I think that's kind of what the hope is this car has been, unlike the last car where we had so many intermediate tracks and we was just bored all the time, this car has kind of had a better success, or at least been more consistently watchable, I guess would be the way I would say it, on intermediate tracks. So I'm optimistic.
Cautiously
that this could be a good thing, and we could see, it's a great facility, and they put some work in it to kind of get it ready for this weekend. So I'll be dialed in
Friday night, ready
to watch.
Yeah, a little Friday night. We'll find out later with the schedule. So yep. As we move to the next race in life, remember, if your next race in life is moving an aging family member into their new home, or you're finding your new home, Boundless Moving and Storage can move you to whatever your next move or race in life is. For more information, go to boundlessmoving.com or give them a call, 423-763-1000. I've been on it with spots today. Just rolling through them nobody's business.
There's no way you're getting through this.
Some would call me a professional.
No way you're getting through that last read now.
Oh, I will. Yeah. There's two more ahead of one more ahead of the last. Yeah. All right. So MRN Radio, our partners at MRN Radio, they employ Alex Hayden. That's why their information on here, is because they allow him to be an employee. They interviewed three drivers, one being Ryan Blaney. They said, what did you learn at the Chicagoland tire test?
Tunnel bumps rough. It's very rough. It was rough in the old car. Now this car, you'll hit a block pretty hard, and you can bust your butt pretty quick. So, but I do think it wears tires out pretty good. Surface is racy. We only got up to two lanes in the test just because there was only a few of us and kind of everyone running the bottom, and it just got dusty in like third and fourth lane, and we just couldn't run up there. So, but I think when we go back, having everyone there, we're going to get to the fence and it's going to be wide, and it's going to put on a good show. So I'm excited to go back. I think that was I was kind of bummed when that went away after 19, because it was a great racetrack. I think every driver likes it. So another good mile and a half that wears pretty hard, and multiple lanes. That's always a nice one.
Thanks, Ryan Blaney. He's part of the crack research staff.
I don't know if I believe the multiple lanes thing, but we'll see.
Yeah, but I mean, he was a part of our crack research staff and saying 7 years, 2019, when it was over with.
It doesn't seem that long, but I guess
it has.
It has been.
I don't know what they replaced it with. We'll have to get somebody on that. All right. They interviewed Denny Hamlin, who's on a heater. No pun intended. Pun intended either. How has the surface at Chicagoland changed since you were last there?
Gosh, it's been so long since I raced there, and we hadn't run there in the next gen car. So my thing was, I don't remember the track being that rough, but we also used to, last time we ran there, we had suspension on the car. now with the underbody being the main source of downforce, we have to run our car so low, which makes the track feel bumpier than I remember.
That's unique. I've never thought about that.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the way they run it now, which
I mean, cool. Those things are,
thanks, Denny,
glued to the pavement.
They are that. All right, Eric Jones was asked in another Toyota. Jimmy Johnson, Jimmy Jam, all over the place, the owner of that particular ride. They asked, Eric, is Chicagoland one of the races you've had circled this year, given your past success there?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, for me, yeah, I'm definitely excited to, I'll be honest, these 2 weeks I was not super excited about between San Diego and Sonoma. We were having a great there. Stretch their races, and then the road courses haven't been great for us. So, Chicago, I think, is a place we're all looking forward to. When we went there years ago, I felt like I ran good there as a driver. And I think for us, just as a team and where we're at and where we run well, a track like Chicago with a lot of character and roughness and high wear, I think will be good for us. I hope it is. Also, having a practice there, I think, is good for us. Having a real practice session as a two-car team is a big deal. So there's a lot of things that, we could go and say we're going to perform well.
Scott had a question for the crack research staff at MRN. How did you come up with the conclusion that Eric Jones
just a little curious.
Had success?
That's all
there.
I was wondering, just a little curious.
Yeah.
Now, I can get a little more excited about this if there's going to be actual tire wear at this track.
Well, that
an older track, it's not had a lot of racing on it, but, it's been out in the sun, baked, goes through winters. If it can be rough and be rough on tires where tires become a factor, my ears perked up.
Yeah.
A little.
I saw that.
That's
through your headset.
That to me is that's good news. So we'll see what it looks like on Sunday.
All right. It's time to get to your schedule for this week at Chicagoland. That's brought to you by Porter Concrete. Jonathan Porter and his family have been concreting driveways, sidewalks, foundations, and pool decks for many years. Finding the right person to handle your concrete project is important. He's handled all of my concrete needs. You can trust him with yours. Whether it's commercial, residential, large or small, they do them all. Give him a call, 423-596-0740. Scotty Webb.
Yep, big racing weekend. We got multiple series running. ARCA practice and qualifying at 2:00 on Friday. 4:30 then the CW app O'Reilly practice. Cup practice at 6:00 on True TV. And FS1 has the ARCA 100. Chance of rain though, so we'll have to kind of pay attention to that. Saturday, you got O'Reilly qualifying at 1:30, Cup qualifying at 3:00. The CW has the pre-race at 4:30 and the race at 5:30. They'll go 45, 45, and 110. Again, high chance of rain, so we have to kind of maybe dodging some bullets there. On Sunday, TNT pre-race at 5:00, Cup race on TNT at 6:00. They'll go 80. 85 and 102.
What time does that start?
That's 6:00 Eastern.
I thought I had the yeah. I'm getting a little excited about
you. Were getting excited. You were trying to. I'm happy for you.
Come
6
up
p.m.
with a song.
On Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of fun. Get to sit down and be ready for the nightcap. Get to watch watch a little racing at night instead of, I mean, everybody's catching the World Cup tonight, right? You jumping on at 8 o'clock?
I'll be on at 8 o'clock for sure.
That's what I thought. So, I mean, this is one of those things that's going to be prime time because they have lights there. Only a 45% chance of rain on Sunday, so we got a pretty good shot there.
They have lights. They'll get that thing in Sunday.
Yeah, especially at a rally series because that thing starts at 5:30 with a 70% chance of some aqua. So, all right, we need to take a break, man. When we come back, we got 4 minutes to discuss the old fantasy standings and the winner going with us to meet Dale Earnhardt Jr.
The caution is out. Finish Line Radio, presented by Dale's Heating and Air on ESPN Cleveland 101.3. Fantasy isn't just for football. It's fantasy racing time on Finish Line Radio.
Brought to you by Clarity Property Management and Eastman Services. On ESPN Cleveland 101.3.
Welcome back to Finish Line Radio. Jamie Kyle, Scott Webb, and the Dwayne Williams Memorial Studios. It's time for the Rick Cart Fantasy Standings, and those are brought to you by Clarity Property Management and Handyman Services. Listen, you've heard me talk about Michael Williamson. He's a friend of mine. He also owns Clarity Property Management and Handyman Services. I've known him in high school, and let me tell you, he takes pride in doing things the right way. Whether you need drywall repair, new flooring, electrical work, plumbing fixes, or a fresh coat of paint, Clarity's handyman team can handle it. No shortcuts, no surprises, just solid, dependable work. You jinxed me. So, if your home needs attention,
I didn't jinx you.
Call Clarity Property Management.
I just knew there was a better than average chance that it was going to go nowhere.
And Handyman Services at 423-458-2600. All right. Dale's not dead. His reference, he doesn't think Dale Earnhardt's dead. Well, he won this past weekend at Sonoma and is going with us to hang out with Dale Earnhardt Jr. this month, mid-month, and in Athens, Tennessee. So I hope he doesn't ask that question. Junior might get a little offended there. All right, loving left turns. I mean, he was in Florida. I don't know. I guess that's all he had to do down there was work on his fantasy stuff. Garth Brooks or Brandon Gaines. He finished third. RLM Racing in fourth, chasing the dub, making some headway in fifth. Of course, they probably have a little more driver choices than we have since they joined late. The Dawsonville Dominator right behind his girl. In six, Jason Hildebrand in six as well. Scott Webb in eighth. Arnold Tarpley, I guess he's still alive. In ninth, Kivo Racing in 10th. Wild Racer in 11th. Keith White, 867-5309. Keith White, finish it out. He's in 12th. I finished 13th. Going to rattle your cage. He's horrible, and it shows in 14th. The real Lyle, I don't even know if he's playing anymore. He's in 15th and chasing the checkers in 16th. All right, so overall, we've got RLM Racing, Brandon Gaines, Garth Loving Left Turns, Jason Hildebrand, Dale's not dead. Yes, he is. Going to rattle your cage. He's horrible. He's in sixth. I'm in seventh. Tarpley's in eighth. Kivo's in ninth. Webb's in tenth. Making a run, little Webb. 11 is the Dominator, not in fantasy. Wild Racer in 12th. 13th, chasing the dub. The Real Lyle, Keith White, 867-5309 in 15th. And chasing, or chase checkers, in 16th. So, this week at Chicagoland, I'll go first this time. I've got Ross Chastain. These are all going to change because I haven't seen practice. I haven't seen anything. Ross Chastain, Joey Logano, Brad Keselowski, Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, and Byron. I put in the garage, and then I've got Briscoe over Gibbs, Byron over Larson, Josevar over Gilliland, and Bowman over Austin Cindric. I'm going pretty much against everything we talked about in the first segment. A good pick is, per NASCAR betting, Denny Hamlin, the 5 car of Larson, 22 of Logano, the 1 of Chastain needs to be avoided, great, and the sleeper is Brad Keselowski. Look, this is all for bets. If you got a betting problem or a gambling problem, stop. Webb, go ahead.
Yeah, I've got no idea, so I'll be tuned in to practice and qualifying for sure. But right now I have Reddick, Bell, Elliott, Gibbs, and Josevar with Denny Hamlin in the garage. I got Gibbs over Briscoe, Larson over Byron, Josevar over Gilliland, and Austin Cindric over Alex Bowman.
Should be very interesting race at Chicago. Make sure you want to catch it and then tune in on Wednesday as we'll get you caught up on that. We'll also get you ready for the next race, which will be at the Quaker State 400 at Eco Park Speedway. Really exciting race there in July. So can't wait to go back there. And that one, Scott, starts at 7 p.m. So that'll be a really good race. at night. So for Scott Webb, Jamie Kyle, you've been listening to another edition of Finish Line Radio.
Don't forget to follow Finish Line Radio on Twitter at Finish Line Radio. Finish Line Radio presented by Dale's Heating and Air
on ESPN Cleveland 101.3.